Dear Scholastic et al., it has come to my attention that you revealed to a friend of mine, Max Goldberg, that various parts of his website violate a copyright held by the book Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. In this letter, I will detail you for the weakness of which you attack. I am not a legal lawyer, nor am I bound by any principles or statutes with which a lawyer is legally held. As I have said prior, I am merely a friend acting in the best interests of a friend. Your case against my friend so far seems to be that of bullying him into removing content perceived to be in violation of a copyright held by the aforementioned book. I would like to remind you that the website that Mr. Goldberg maintains is under the protection of fair use, and does not violate the following statutes that would bind a work as not being under the protection of fair use. In the first, the works listed are of non-profit venture and serve as educational material. In the second, not enough of the copyrighted material has been utilized as to invoke various laws governing the limitations of fair use. In the third, the various works on this website, www.ytmnd.com, have no bearing on the potential market of aforementioned copyrighted materials. I would like to cite the opinion of Joseph Story in the case of Folsom v. Marsh. A reviewer may fairly cite largely from the original work if his design be really and truly to use the passages for the purposes of fair and reasonable criticism. On the other hand, it is clear that if he thus cites the most important parts of the work with a view not to criticize but to supersede the use of the original work and substitute the review for it, such a use will be deemed in law a piracy. I believe that if you seriously view the works of the aforementioned website as unfair and unreasonable criticism, then you need only to look to yourselves to see that your badgering my friend is what is truly unreasonable. At this juncture, I would personally request that you would cease your meaningless and barbaric tactics of bullying my friend. Secondly, if you wish to pursue legal action, the members of the website in question, as I, will stand behind our friend in the highest court of law, as a matter of constitutional infringement vis-a-vis the First Amendment of the Constitution. I believe that you may publish a book about the Constitution. Signed, Eric Hart.